Chapter 27. Jehovah continued to speak to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites, and tell them, if a man makes a special vow to offer the estimated value of a person to Jehovah, the estimated value of a male from 20 to 60 years old will be 50 shekels of silver, by the standard shekel of the holy place. But if it is a female, the estimated value will be 30 shekels. If the age is from 5 to 20 years old, the estimated value of the male will be 20 shekels, and 10 shekels for the female. If the age is from 1 month up to 5 years old, the estimated value of the male will be 5 shekels of silver, and 3 shekels of silver for the female. If the age is 60 years and over, the estimated value will be 15 shekels for the male and 10 shekels for the female. But if he is too poor to pay the estimated value, the person will stand before the priest, and the priest will set a value on him. The priest will make the valuation according to what the one making the vow can afford. If the vow involves an animal that is suitable for offering to Jehovah, whatever may be given to Jehovah will become something holy. He may not replace it or exchange it with good for bad or with bad for good. But if he should exchange it with one animal for another animal, the original and what is exchanged for it will both become holy. If it is an unclean animal that may not be presented as an offering to Jehovah, he will then stand the animal before the priest. The priest will then set its value as to whether it is good or bad. The value estimated by the priest will stand. But if he ever wants to buy it back, he must then give a fifth of it in addition to the estimated value. Now, if a man should sanctify his house as something holy to Jehovah, the priest will then set its value, whether it is good or bad. According to the value that the priest sets, that is what it will cost. But if the one who sanctifies his house wants to buy it back, he must then give a fifth of the money of the estimated value in addition to it, and it will become his. If a man sanctifies to Jehovah some of the field that he possesses, the value will be estimated in proportion to the seed needed to sow it. A homer of barley seed will be 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctifies his field from the year of Jubilee, the estimated value stands. If he sanctifies his field after the Jubilee, the priest will calculate for him the price in proportion to the years that are left until the next year of Jubilee, and a deduction should be made from the estimated value. But if the one who sanctified it should ever buy the field back, he must then give a fifth of the money of the estimated value in addition to it, and it will remain his. Now, if he should not buy the field back, and the field is sold to another man, it may not be bought back again. When the field is released in the Jubilee, it will become something holy to Jehovah, as a field that is devoted to him. It will become the property of the priests. If a man sanctifies to Jehovah a field he purchased that is not part of his hereditary property, the priest will calculate for him the amount of the valuation up until the year of Jubilee, and he will give the estimated value on that day. It is something holy to Jehovah. In the year of Jubilee, the field will return to the one he bought it from, to the one the land belongs to. Every value should be estimated by the standard shekel of the holy place. The shekel should amount to 20 gerahs. However, no one should sanctify the firstborn of the animals, since it is born as the firstborn for Jehovah. Whether bull or sheep, it already belongs to Jehovah. If it is among the unclean animals, and he redeems it according to the estimated value, he should give a fifth of it in addition to it. But if it is not bought back, it will be sold according to the estimated value. But no devoted thing that a man devotes unconditionally to Jehovah from his belongings may be sold or bought back, whether from mankind or animals or the field he possesses. Every devoted thing, is something most holy to Jehovah. Furthermore, no condemned person who is set apart for destruction may be redeemed. He should be put to death without fail. Every tenth part of the land, whether from the produce of the field or the fruit of the trees, belongs to Jehovah. It is something holy to Jehovah. If a man ever wants to buy any of his tenth part back, he should give a fifth of it in addition to it. As for every tenth part of the herd and flock, everything that passes under the shepherd's staff, the tenth animal should become something holy to Jehovah. He should not examine whether it is good or bad, neither should he exchange it. But if he would ever try to exchange it, both the original and what is exchanged for it should become something holy. It may not be bought back. These are the commandments that Jehovah gave to Moses for the Israelites on Mount Sinai.